The youths are planning to join others in May to stage what they term a million men march in solidarity with President Mugabe. They are believed to be G40 members who allegedly want First Lady Grace Mugabe to succeed her husband. The other faction, allegedly led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, is backed by war veterans of the 1970s War of Liberation. The youths who gathered in the eastern border city today to make the necessary arrangements for the proposed march said they are geared for the public event to prove they are fully behind the 92-year-old leader who has ruled Zimbabwe since independence in 1980. Their representative, ZANU-PF Youth League political commissar Innocent Amandishe, said they want Mr. Mugabe to rule until he dies.
Our main aim on the 1 million men march is to show the president that we are fully behind him. We want him to be our president for life, and those that do not agree are free to go to ZEC and remove their names there or vote otherwise.
Amandishe further noted that they are being used as political tools by some cabinet ministers. He said this can only stop if they are economically empowered.
Our youths have suffered enough, and we will ensure that ministers that are not doing their work are named and shamed come that day. We'll meet the president on the Million Men March.
The youths that were in the city are planning to hold a rally on Sunday in the eastern border city ahead of the march in May. Each province is expected to provide at least 100,000 young people for the event. Acting ZANU-PF Manicaland Provincial Youth League Chairperson Mubuso Chinguno said they have been let down by ministers in the province, as most youths do not have land, stands in urban areas, and are left out of state projects. They said they have not yet benefited from the diamond-rich Manicaland province. President Mugabe recently claimed that Zimbabwe could have lost about $15 billion in potential diamond revenue due to lack of transparency in the mining of the gems. Chinguno said this is unacceptable, as part of the proceeds were meant to benefit local youths.
We only have shipping, Shimani Mani, Mutare, and Rusape. The whole areas, they are rural areas where there are a lot of marginalized youths, where there are a lot of disadvantaged youths. So our point is to have those youths who defend the party, who stand by the party 24/7, to benefit from the government availed programs, like they should get affordable stands, they should get decent housing, they should also get land to benefit from the government's progressive land reform program.
The youths are expected to raise funds for the transportation of ZANU-PF activists to the so-called Million Men March in Harare. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.